dig deep into our hearts and see all the many blessings you have showered us with. Let us give back a token of what you have blessed us with in this offering today. Amen.
As we prepare to move to the joys and concerns of people in God, let us respond to the Word of God with our affirmation of faith. In life and death, we belong to God. Through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit, we trust in the one triune God, whom alone we worship and serve. We trust in Jesus Christ, fully human, fully God. We trust in God, whom Jesus called Abba, Father. We trust in God, the Holy Spirit, everywhere the giver and renewer of life. In a broken and fearful world, the Spirit gives us courage to pray without ceasing, to witness among all peoples to Christ as Lord and Savior, to unmask idolatries in church and culture, to hear the voices of people long silenced, and to work with others for justice, freedom, and peace. In gratitude to God, empowered by the Spirit, we strive to serve Christ in our daily tasks and to live holy and joyful lives, even as we watch for a new heaven and a new earth, praying, Come, Lord Jesus. With believers in every time and place, we rejoice that nothing in life or in death can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And now we turn to our joys and concerns, and I have two written down. A joy from the Lindsays that Richard, Fred, and their three cats made it to San Francisco and have found an apartment. Richard started his new job this week. So, yay! Also, I have this from Linda and Al. We need prayers for Austin and Kayla, who are... Austin is the young man that was living with Tanya, that Tanya was trying to help. Austin totaled his car yesterday during the storm, And Kayla is 8 months pregnant and was a passenger in the car. Fortunately, everyone is okay, but their lack of a car leaves them without transportation. So thanks be to God that they are all right, but also pray for Austin and Kayla to find a new car so that he can have transportation to work and she can have transportation when she gets ready to give birth. I'm sorry? The baby's due in 4 weeks, so let us pray for them. Are there other prayer requests? Yes, Dawn.
A coworker, Paula O'Connor, her mother is fairly ill.
Okay.
And it's just very stressful.
Paula O'Connor. A coworker of Dawn's named Paula O'Connor. Her mother is ill, very ill, and it's the stress. It's very stressful and very hard time for Paula and her family. So please keep them in your prayers. Yes, Jack?
For Nina, who lives in El South, and hopefully coming home tonight.
Okay, for Nita, who is in Health South. Hopefully we'll go home Friday. Jack said that Nita is doing better and that they hope that the improvement will continue, and hopefully she will go home on Friday. Yes, Joe?
I talked to Don Smith last night, and he's doing okay after both of his knees were operated on. He's not certain what he's going to do yet, not the doctor.
Okay.
If
you don't know, Don Smith was supposed to have surgery on one knee, and the hospital operated on the wrong knee. And so then they had to go in and operate on the correct knee, and so he's had surgery on both knees. And he said the correct knee was marked. Oh, dear. Well, anyway, so pray for Dawn and pray for Patty as she cares for him and as he recovers. Are there other prayer requests? Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Prayers for Rika and her family. All kinds of things. Any other prayer? Yes, Jack? The present heroin? Yeah. Yes. Please pray for the heroin overdose epidemic. There were over 90 cases over the weekend, over 90 overdoses over the weekend. So, not all of them resulted in death, but it's just a horrible, horrible thing. Are there other prayer requests? Then let us turn our hearts and minds to God in prayer. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, you offer us comfort and love and compassion in our darkest times, and you celebrate with us in our joy. We come to you with open hearts and open spirits, bringing to you our cares and our joys, looking for that comfort and that support and that celebration. Lord, we pray today a prayer of thanksgiving for Richard and Fred as they complete their journey to San Francisco and begin their new life there. We thank you that they made it safely and that they found a place to live, and we ask that you help Fred find a new job as quickly as possible. We pray for Paula O'Connor, whose mom is ill. We pray for her mom in the illness, and we pray comfort and support for Paula, who is naturally very stressed out at this time. We pray for Nita Clyer, who is at HealthSouth, who is improving, and we pray that the improvement continues, and that she will be able to return home on Friday. We pray for Don Smith as he recovers from not one knee surgery, but two. We pray for Rika's family as they have faced several difficult circumstances over the last little bit, and we offer a prayer to you for supporting and comforting Rika during this time, that she could be the support and comfort to her family that has been needed. And we pray for her husband as they work to discover what made him so ill and put him in the hospital. We pray for the young man that Tanya's been taking care of, Austin, and his girlfriend Kayla, who totaled their car this weekend. We pray prayers of thanksgiving that they were not injured, but also we pray that they are able to secure transportation so that Austin can get to his new job, and so that when Kayla is ready to deliver the baby, they will have transportation to the hospital. And we pray for our area, our community, but not just our community, places everywhere that are suffering under drug epidemics, and particularly this weekend, when a new lethal type of heroin has hit the streets and there have been many overdoses. We pray for those who are addicted to this drug. We pray for their families who just want their sons and daughters and wives and husbands and grandchildren back to be the way they used to be. We pray for our community as we struggle to find an answer to this difficult problem. And now, in the quietness of this place, we offer to God our own personal prayers that we know only in our hearts. Hear our prayers, O Lord, and help us to be the people that you call us to be, that we may be agents of yours in solving our community's problems and bringing about the kingdom in our community and the world. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Our closing hymn is Called as Partners in Christ's Service, number 343.
Thank you.
from this place, go forth to love and to serve the Lord. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you this day and forevermore. Amen.